Chapter 2. Is our son in trouble? Are his grades slipping? Is that it? No, no, nothing like that. In fact, your son is an exceptional young man. Miss Angeli practically purred the words as she felt Bailey's warm little mouth eagerly moving up and down her stiff, throbbing dick. Bailey was on his knees, hidden underneath his teacher's desk as he attentively sucked her cock. Sitting across the desk from Miss Angeli were Bailey's parents. They were oblivious to the fact that their son was a cock-sucking little slut, and much less that he was concealed underneath his teacher's desk, expressing that sluttiness while they were in the same room. "Your son," she smiled, a hand clutching a handful of Bailey's hair at the back of his head, moving him so quickly up and down her cock that she had trouble keeping a straight face. "Is a bright and, skilled young man."
"So he isn't in trouble?" asked Mr. Hudson, Bailey's father.
"Oh, far from it. He's doing fine. Just fine. Great, even." Miss Angeli smiled, her cock tickled by the sensation of Bailey's silky pink tongue lapping in her sensitive flesh. "Well, what is it then?" asked Mrs. Hudson.
"Oh, your son has quite the talented little tongue. For speaking, his grades are excellent. He'll be staying after school periodically for advanced tutoring. Kind of like an honors program, if you would."
Miss Angeli smiled, her cheeks ever so slightly flushed as she felt her balls tightening with the pleasurable sensation of near release. Even now, thick droplets of her creamy pre-cum leaked from the tip of her cock as Bailey's tongue obediently lapped up each and every little drop.
"Well, I suppose that would be all right if he stayed after, if you think it would help."
Mr. Hudson nodded in agreement. "Wait." Miss Angeli smiled, licking her lips. "Oh, I insist. I promise his talents will be cultivated and put to good use. Don't you even worry about that." Her hand pulled back on Bailey's head, reluctantly slipping her cock out from between the boy's warm lips. Bailey responded by nuzzling his face against the thick, glistening shaft of her cock, his lips lightly kissing her tight, swollen balls as he rubbed her cock gently against his warm cheek.
"Well, sorry for calling you in like this. I just find that sometimes these meetings are better face-to-face, so I might address any questions you might have."
She pushed Bailey's face against her cock, sighing softly as he shook his head from side to side, his tongue lapping in her balls as his face nuzzled her shaft.
"Well, if that's all, we'll be going. Thank you for your time, Miss Angeli."
The pair stood, and Miss Angeli leaned up, shaking each of their hands.
"No, no, thank you. And you have a wonderful boy. You must be very proud."
The teacher smiled and watched as the two left, sighing heavily as the door shut behind them.
"Oh, you little slut! I nearly popped in your mouth."
She tenderly put her hand on Bailey's cheek and gave it a soft pat. Her thumb gently brushed over his lips and he parted them, sucking her finger into his mouth, as he attentively sucked it with the same tenderness as he had been using on her cock just moments before.
"What?"
his words muffled as he sucked on her finger. "Oh, you aren't. You were just sucking a dick not 2 feet in front of your parents. If that isn't a slut, I don't know what is." She gently slipped her finger from his mouth and reached up, ruffling his hair as he pouted up at her.
"Still denying it?"
she asked, briefly raising a brow. He nodded a simple yes. Fine then. Stand up. There is one quick way of proving that I'm right." Miss Angeli kicked her heels gently on the floor, her chair coasting backwards as Bailey climbed down on his hands and knees from under her desk and stood. She reached out and slowly unbuckled his black uniform pants and let them fall to his ankles. She gave his thigh a gentle swat and he turned around, his back to her.
"Now let's see here. Ah..."
She licked her lips as she tugged down his boxers,
her hands groping his soft, pale ass as she spread open his tight pink hole with her thumbs. Look how warm and wet your little boy pussy is. You were sucking a dick while craving one in your ass. I bet you would have sat right down in my cock in front of them if I told you to. You are so bent and slutty. Bailey responded by pushing his hips back, her fingers spreading open his pink little opening. It's so warm, it's driving me crazy. Like I said, slutty. Miss Angeli sighed, gently slipping her middle finger into his asshole, effortlessly pushing it down to the knuckle before she twisted it around, causing Bailey to coo happily. She quickly moved her finger back and forth, pulling it back until just the tip was inside, only to plunge it back in knuckle deep while twisting her wrist during each movement. This beautiful asshole was just made for Cox, Bailey, she whispered, eagerly licking her lips as she watched her finger slip effortlessly in and out of his little pink hole. His insides were intensely warm and slick with moisture, his inner wall seeming to clamp on her finger, trying to pull it in deeper, even as she was pulling it out. Bailey's cheeks flushed and he half-closed his eyes, his hands gripping the edge of her desk as she fingered him nice and deep. I want your dick, teacher, Bailey pleaded, his warm little hole tightening around his teacher's finger as he bit his lip and groaned. Oh, I guess. You sucked me for well over 20 minutes, so I'm about ready to pop, Miss Angeli complained as she gripped the base of her thick, meaty cock, the head a bright and swollen purple as it throbbed gently, yearning for release. Her 9 inches of stiff cock was more than ready, so she stood and gripped the head of her cock, angling it against the warm pink asshole of her student before pushing it in. Bailey moaned loudly, his hands tightening their grip on the desk as his greedy little cockhole swallowed all 9 inches of his teacher's rock-hard shaft, taking her balls deep inside him. She groaned and leaned over him, her lips kissing slowly at the side of his neck, her hands resting flat on the desk on either side of him as she bucked her hips forward, humping his tight little bent-over ass with deep, powerful thrusts. You're such a beautiful little slut, Bailey, all soft and warm, just like a girl, she said, nibbling at his ear, causing the schoolboy to whimper lustfully as he was drowned in the sensation of his tight little butt being filled by his teacher's huge dick. The boy remained mostly passive, only responding by tilting his head to the side, giving her better access to his sensitive neck. The warm, wet kisses she was planting on his flesh made his stiff little prick tingle almost as much as the thick cock plunging in his asshole. He slowly arched his back, pushing his ass up and out a little more. She was already slamming balls deep inside him, but the angle made it much easier. Now her groin slapped loudly against his pale little butt as she slammed her body forward again and again, her huge cock looking as if it would turn him inside out as she slid rapidly in and out of him. He could feel her warm, incredibly soft breasts pushing against his back through the thin fabric of her blouse, her nipples 2 hard little peaks that pushed into his shoulders, causing a sudden jolt of pleasure to shoot through his petite body. Deeper, deeper, fuck me harder, teacher, Bailey cooed, his eyes shut as his teacher gently sucked on his neck, her hips moving with an animal-like roughness that kept him pinned against her desk. I fucked whores that couldn't take it as deep as you, she gasped, arching her back as she roughly slammed her body against his. The movements, so rough and violent now, it looked more like she was trying to push him across the room with just her hips and lower body, rather than fucking him. Sweat dripped down her neck and chest, her partially unbuttoned blouse showing the soft tan lines of pale and light brown flesh. Suddenly she pulled back, gripping the base of her cock as she roughly pulled it out of him, stifling a giggle as she watched his pink little hole gape and then close in the blink of an eye. Why did you stop? Bailey asked, gently wiggling his pale little butt from side to side. You act like my cock isn't enough for you. If you think you can do a better job of getting fucked, I'll just lie back and let you do all the work, she said, slowly sitting down on the carpet behind her desk, her black stocking-clad legs wide open. Her massive cock still at attention, and she slowly stroked it from base to tip. It was glistening with his warm ass juices, a pearl of pre-cum forming at the tip before cascading down the underside of her shaft as he watched. Sit on it, she instructed, slowly lying on her back on the soft red carpet. Bailey moved over to her quickly, leaning down as he faced her, gripping the thick base of her huge dick as he put one leg on either side of her and slowly lowered himself down. He watched as she unbuttoned her top, her big, perfectly round breasts with the large rose-pink nipples springing into view as his pink little asshole opened wide, swallowing her cock once again. He began to bounce quickly up and down, his soft little ass sliding up and down her shaft rapidly, reaching all the way down to her balls and grinding back and forth on them at the bottom of each movement. Miss Angeli watched with amusement as her student clamped his eyes shut, moaning like a cheap whore as he rode her cock as fast and as deep as he could manage in the position. Bailey gasped suddenly at the sensation of something warm smothering his cock. He opened his eyes and looked down, seeing that his teacher had pushed her large, soft breasts together around his cock and was quickly moving them up and down, stroking him. Ah, teacher, Bailey gasped, his cock almost spurting then and there from the sudden rush of pleasure over his sensitive dick. It's okay. Just shoot it whenever you're ready, she said sweetly, her hands cupping her breasts, her thumb and index fingers pinching her rosy nipples, even as she rapidly moved her breasts up and down, milking his cock with them. Even then, she could feel her own cock getting ready to blow. Bailey wiggled around awkwardly, his movements torn between thrusting forward into the softness of her breasts and back down the length of her huge, stiff dick. But he managed, rocking back and forth as he cried out, his hands pushing down on the floor on either side of her as he rode her faster and faster, his smooth, slender cock eagerly pumping her breasts as his ass continued to take her full length. Ugh! Miss Angeli grunted loudly, her next couple of breaths coming in sharp hisses as her cock erupted with a hot torrent of cum, shooting it deep inside Bailey's bouncing little femboy ass. Her thick cock pumped load after load into his tight little ass, spraying each jet of her wonderfully thick sperm with an almost violent force deep inside him, breeding his eager little ass as he obediently bounced up and down on her. Bailey's head spun with perverse delight as he felt his teacher coming inside of him, her cock throbbing powerfully as she swelled up inside of him. The sensation of all that hot cum coating his innermost walls made the boy cry out. His eyes clamped shut as he swiftly moved his hips, fucking his teacher's deliciously soft breasts until his toes curled in delight. He moaned loudly as he too came, his cock spraying out thick wads of his milky sperm that roped over the top of her breasts and neck, a few even shooting up to splash on her chin. The little butt slit trembled, his knees growing weak as he half-collapsed onto her, panting for breath. Miss Angeli grinned, moving her fingers through the thick mess he had coated her with, slowly smearing the sperm around on her skin with one finger, as gracefully as if it were an expensive lotion. Did that feel good, Bailey? She purred. Yes, thank you, teacher. Bailey hissed, still breathing quickly as he slowly sat up and leaned back, resting his weight on his knees, his teacher's cock still sunk down to the balls inside of his now cum-filled little ass. The two were so caught up in the pleasant days of their mutual orgasms that they both failed to notice the soft sound of the partially cracked door shutting, or the sharp sound of heels clicking as someone walked away down the empty hall. A few days later, Bailey was spaced out in the middle of class, his warm little hole already aching for the cock he knew he was going to service right after school. Miss Angeli kept the boy very busy, fucking and coming inside of his ass and his mouth multiple times during their after-school fuck sessions that could sometimes last up to 3 hours. Bailey liked getting fucked up his tight little butt, but it wasn't until Miss Angeli came along with her meaty 9 inches that he finally became a complete cock-addicted butt slut. He could feel his slender cock stiffening, and he squirmed in his chair, reluctantly rising from his seat before walking over to the teacher's desk. Miss Gordon, I don't feel well. May I have the bathroom pass? Bailey quietly asked his teacher, biting his lip shyly. Your face looks flushed. You should splash some cool water on it, replied his teacher, sliding a simple foot-long ruler over towards him that read Gordon Pass, in black magic marker on each side. Bailey nodded and took the pass, quickly heading out of the classroom and into the empty hallway. Bailey rounded the corner, walking quickly, but not quite running, as he neared the boys' bathroom, his stiff little cock and pink, sensitive little asshole craving stimulation so urgently that he found it hard not to run. "Just where are you going?" chimed a cold female voice from behind him. Bailey stopped and whirled around, greeted by the sight of another one of his teachers, Miss Roberts. The woman stood nearly 6 foot tall in gleaming black spiked heels. A simple white blouse was buttoned up over the swell of large, firm breast, the uppermost curve of which was exposed to invite lustful glances. A simple black skirt reached her knees, the pale skin of her legs gleaming with a healthy shine. She moved her hand up, tossing back her short, raven black hair, her bright blue eyes regarding the boy coldly. "Well?" "I have a pass," Bailey explained quickly, fearing that he was in trouble. He held up the ruler with the black marker on it and showed Miss Roberts, who merely frowned back at him. "Pass or no, there is something I wanted to discuss with you, Bailey. Come with me. Now." She was cold and to the point, and with that tone, Bailey was surprised she hadn't snapped her fingers for him to follow like a little puppy. Still, he did as she said. He followed silently behind her as she stopped and unlocked a door before opening it and stepping into the darkness beyond. Bailey followed and then looked up as the door clicked shut behind him, a bright light flickering on in the small bathroom. "Where are we?" he asked as Miss Roberts turned and snapped the deadbolt shut. The little placard on the door would read, "Occupied," ensuring their privacy. The woman turned and leaned back against the door, the only exit out, as she glared at him. "This is the female faculty bathroom. It's quite private and clean, and will serve our purposes." Purposes? Bailey asked, confused. "I know about you and that ginger-haired slut," she stated coldly, her blue eyes locked on his as his face immediately flushed, damaging any attempt he might make to deny it or play stupid. Bailey was terrified. It felt as if his wobbly knees were going to turn to jelly as he stood there under her cold, condemning glare.
I'll make this very simple for you, Bailey. You're a smart little boy, and you obviously have some talent to take that much cock like it was nothing. So here's the deal. You service me the way that you service that slut, and I will keep your secret. I'm a woman with needs that only a deranged little cum-dump like you can fill.
Bailey began to speak, but quickly shut up as she narrowed her eyes at him.
You misunderstand.
I'm not asking, Miss Roberts snapped, and Bailey cringed fearfully at the cold way she was acting towards him. Though strangely, he felt his cock tingle with perverse delight at being spoken to so degradingly. He watched silently as the woman hiked up her short skirt to expose a simple pair of mesh panties that looked more like black see-through pantyhose than actual panties. Coiled up in the front of her provocatively transparent panties was a thick, veiny cock and a pair of large, perfectly smooth testicles sitting inside of her tight sack.
His eyes widened, but he said nothing, as Miss Roberts put her hand on his shoulder, firmly pushing him down to his knees on the tiled floor in front of her. The boy slept quickly, licked his lips, feeling an urgent, aching need to be filled coming from his tight boy cunt.
"I'm not going to baby you like Miss Angeli. I need it rough, and I won't take any crybaby shit from you. Understood?"
she asked, slowly pulling her panties down to her knees, her huge dick and large tight ball sack swelling now that they were free from their cloth prison. He figured her cock was just a bit shorter than Miss Angeli's 9 inches, and not nearly as thick, though it was still a big, meaty fuckstick by anyone's standards.
Okay, Bailey replied. He was a bit scared of being confronted like he was, but seeing her huge, rapidly stiffening cock distracted him with only pleasant thoughts.
You will refer to me as mistress when we are alone like this. Understood? She asked sharply, and Bailey quickly nodded, feeling his warm little hole practically throbbing for attention. As if treating him roughly and being stern were all it took, Miss Roberts' cock now stood at full attention, a thick, enticing pearl of pre-cum forming at the tip as Bailey licked his lips.
Lick it, spit on it if you have to, but I want it glistening with spit, because I'm going to throat-fuck you. Once I start, I'm not going to stop until I blow my load, so you better make sure I'm nice and wet if you want your job to go more smoothly.
She groaned softly. Her thick cock had proportionally thick veins throbbing urgently along the length of her shaft, as Bailey quickly and sloppily licked at her cock. He slathered his tongue across her cock like it was a rapidly melting scoop of ice cream, his tongue frantically lapping at her shaft.
That's right, Miss Robert purred. Savor the taste of real cock.
Her thick dick twitched excitedly as Bailey sloppily licked and sucked at it, coating it in a sticky, glistening layer of spit, which he smeared around with his pursed pink lips and equally pink, hot little tongue. He moved his mouth up and down her veiny shaft and over the thick, throbbing head, polishing it to the point where it practically glowed, his little mouth ceaselessly moving up and down her shaft, worshipping it.
Put your hands behind your back. Then open wide and say, "Ah, you little slut."
Miss Roberts ordered the femboy slut, snapping her fingers sharply as she issued the command. Bailey licked his lips, settling back on his heels as he opened his mouth wide, saying, "Ah," just as she had instructed. Miss Roberts unceremoniously shoved the tip of her fat prick between his lips and pushed forward, stuffing his mouth with the pulsating tip and the first few inches of her shaft. Her fingers laced into the blonde hair on the boy's head, gripping twin handfuls as she slowly pushed forward, suddenly slamming the entire length of her cock into the back of his hot, slippery throat.
"Ugh, fuck! Your little mouth pussy sure is tight. Let's see how hard you can take it."
She grinned almost feverishly as she began bucking her hips back and forth, her firm breast jiggling slightly from the harsh movements as she drove her cock deep into the back of the boy's throat, moaning loudly as the slick, pink flesh wrapped around her cock, fitting her like a custom-made cock sleeve.
"Oh, yes,"
the mistress from third period hissed, her thick, heavy balls roughly slapping the boy's chin at the bottom of each thrust. Bailey breathed sharply in and out of his nose, eyes watering and tearing up, though he didn't gag as the huge cock was rammed in and out of the back of his throat, his teacher fucking his mouth like it was her own personal cock sleeve. Actually, it was now. He even found himself suckling at her thick, delicious prick, despite the way it was gliding in and out of his throat, causing it to feel bruised and sore. He kept his tongue firmly pushed against the underside of her shaft, the rough dom hissing with delight at the way his tongue caressed the sensitive underside of her neglected cock. Her cock moved so quickly back and forth in his stuffed mouth that it churned up his saliva into a thick, sticky white foam,
which dripped obscenely down his chin and splattered against her balls every time they slapped against him, giving him a warm, sticky coating of his mouth pussy juice. Bailey was torn between not believing how roughly she was using him, or how surprised he was that he was able to keep up, so far not gagging from the very intrusive throat-fucking that he was loving. Her big prick pumped in and out of his mouth, his cock tingling. He wanted to stroke himself so bad, but she had ordered him to keep his hands behind his back, and he dared not move them. Almost, Miss Roberts hissed, her balls slapping loudly against her student's chin as she moaned obscenely. He could feel her cock thickening inside his throat, knowing it wouldn't be long before she emptied her load into his eager mouth. He wiggled his tongue back and forth as best he could, his cheeks caving in, the elastic flesh hugging her cock as he sucked as hard as he could while still managing to breathe. Miss Roberts came with a throated grunt, her huge balls grinding against Bailey's chin as they tightened. Her cock spurted thick, gooey wads of her ropey cum down his well-fucked throat and into his stomach, spurting again and again as her entire body violently shuddered. The dom trembled, having easily the most intense orgasm she could recall having in recent years. She sighed hard, grinding her smooth, hairless mound against his face as her cock pushed out the last drops of cum. She slowly pulled her cock back, Bailey suckling at the tip and quickly swallowing the excess cum before she pulled it from his mouth. Her cock was glistening, perfectly polished with the slut boy's spit, as it dangled just in front of his drooling mouth. That could have been better, but I suppose it's not bad, for a start. She frowned, pulling her see-through panties up over her limp, twitching cock, before putting her skirt back down and smoothing it over her pale, firm thighs. Bailey squirmed, his little prick rock hard as it pushed roughly against the cloth of his black uniform pants. Mistress? Bailey said suddenly, biting his lip as he wiggled around, still seated on his knees at her feet. Aw, what's the matter, slut? She asked, pressing the open-toed tip of her heels between his legs, grinding it slowly back and forth, causing the boy to gasp. I suppose I could give you a small reward, she sighed, irritated. Hold out your hand. Confused, Bailey held up his right hand, and his teacher leaned forward, her cherry red lips pursed as she spit into his palm. There you go. I trust you can make your pathetic little cock come, and then let yourself out, she said, carefully checking her hair in the mirror before she turned and unlocked the door, strolling out into the hallway as she left Bailey behind in the bathroom. Bailey looked down into his hand, and then up at the woman who walked away, dismissing his presence entirely, as she left as if nothing had happened. He felt confused, ashamed, and somehow even more excited than before. He unzipped his pants and grasped his twitching cock with his spit-lubed hand and began furiously masturbating.